This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guys on the radio, people don't want to listen to death and destruction in the morning, Rich. Hey, they want to have fun.
Yes, they do.
Ah.
Fun with Ebola. That's what we're all
about.
That's
right. Actually, the good news is we start this hour. It is the Boys Club. Jennifer's not here today. Back on Monday. It's Friday, October the 3rd on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Michael is here. The spotlight on the economy in the What You Need to Know department today. The jobs report is out just conveniently before the midterm elections.
I've got mine, you've got yours, we've all got ours,
a
right?
A coincidence. Kenny, you've got a job, I got a job. Mm-hmm. Richie's got a job.
So I got a job.
Yeah, okay. So the Labor Department, which is an arm of the federal government run by the administration, wants to make sure you know things are much better because of all the work they have done to help you get a job. Get a job, job, get a job, boom, boom. Get a job, job, get a job.
Talk about cooking the books, man.
Does the
politicians have cooked the books on the jobs numbers forever and a day so that they show them exactly what we want to hear. Right.
And so the president, not to be a slaggard in this department, goes to a steel manufacturing company in Indiana today where he will speak about what a great job he has done in the face of overwhelming odds.
Yep.
To make the economy better for all Americans.
Americans.
All Americans are going to be better off because he is the president in residence. All right, so enough of that. Richie, we got the Chinese song there. I think we ought to. Every day now we should have, because there are so many things going on in China, we need to put things into perspective. So, if you like the Chinese, you like a China. Well, okay. The Chinese government says that talks between the city government of Hong Kong and the pro-democracy protesters there are doomed to fail. The city's leader agreed.
Killed, squashed by tanks in the middle of Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong.
This is Tiananmen Square is in Beijing.
I know.
Got to go to Hong Kong.
You get where I'm going with this, though.
That's right, I do. Right, exactly. The leader of Hong Kong, who was put in there by the People's Government of China, says he will not leave office, even though there were yesterday 240,000 protesters walking through the streets of Hong Kong. And there are a lot of protesters here in this country. They're walking around with umbrellas. And the reason that they have umbrellas is because the people in Hong Kong have been sprayed by mace and pepper spray and things like that to disperse. So now they get smart, they bring umbrellas. So when the police run up to them with mace or pepper spray, they put the umbrellas down, and the pepper spray goes back to the people who were spraying it, and they drop to the ground. Pretty smart.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No good idea.
Didn't work good.
No. All right, so the last hour of the program, if you want to listen to hour number three today, it is all Ebola all the time. Not going to do that here, although there's probably reason for us to overview the authorities in Dallas, which continue to try to track down those who may have been exposed to the virus. The apartment where the Liberian man fell ill has not yet been cleaned. The woman and her family are outraged that they are quarantined. And I've never actually, I shouldn't say never, but I've not thought about the kind of selfishness that's involved in this, starting with this guy from Liberia who lied on his form because it asked whether you got that form, Richie, the form that the state of Texas. Now this is not the one
to go get that, but the guy from Liberia.
Hmm.
the authorities in Liberia said they're going to prosecute him
when he comes back. We ought to be prosecuted here.
Because he lied on the airport health questionnaire.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But in terms of our handling this and the number of people he's exposed, again, another selfish so-and-so.
Well, you want to talk ultimate selfish.
Yeah.
How about the NBC cameraman who has now contracted the Ebola virus?
Yeah.
He went there with Nancy Snyderman, Dr. Nancy Snyderman from NBC, and has now come down and contracted Ebola, and they're flying him back here now. So he's the fifth American to have Ebola. Stupid.
How did he get it, though?
He's stupid.
He's stupid.
Why would you go there?
Mm. Well, you're not supposed to get it unless you touch people or expose yourself to their bodily secretions.
Stupid.
So how did he get it? That's what I want to know.
Why would you go there right now?
He's from there.
He's from Liberia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a freelance cameraman that they hired him a few days
ago. I'm pretty sure Nancy Snyderman's not from Nigeria.
No. You're safe on that one.
I don't understand we feel the need for boots on the ground coverage here so badly that we're going to risk ourselves and bringing it back to the United States once we go there. I think we should lock the gates on the plane and leave them there.
Well, we should not be allowing people to go back and forth. That's it. Yeah. Period. End of story. I have my rights. Really, when it comes to this stuff, you have no rights. Rights are over at the door.
Exactly. We have two things here going on here. We have the people that live there who are trying to come here to visit, or they live here from there. They go back and visit, come back. Shut it all down. All right? But a film crew?
Mm.
A news crew? No. Sorry, no
the
pass.
Publics need to know.
Here's your
communicable disease control order
from the state of Texas. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is what they sent out to all of the health services. The Texas Department of Health, State Health Services and Local Health Authority for Dallas County, Texas. Have cause to believe that you have been exposed. This is if you maybe have been contracted or they think
you may.
This
is for the people like those people in the apartment.
Right. Believe that you have been exposed to a communicable disease, Ebola. Under the authority of Texas Health and Safety Code 81.083, you are hereby ordered, in bold underlined, to implement the following control measures effective immediately that are reasonable and necessary to prevent introduction, transmission, and spread of this disease in the state. You will not be permitted to leave, remain at home without prior approval of the Department of State Health Services or Dallas County Health and Human Services. You are not allowed or otherwise permit any visitors without prior approval of the Department of State Health Services or Dallas County Health and Human Services. You must monitor yourself for symptoms such as fever above 100.5 Fahrenheit, headache, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and report any of these symptoms immediately to the Dallas County Health and Human Services, blah, 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 phone numbers. You must make yourself available to representatives of the Department, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and or the Dallas County Health and Human Services. I don't know that I want the county guy coming to visit me. I'm probably going to feel more comfortable with the CDC. For diagnostic testing, providing them with blood and other samples or other measures monitoring the tests required by any of the entities above to prevent the spread of the communicable disease.
All right, so you
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, all right.
If you do not comply with these control measures, you may be subject to criminal prosecution under Texas Health and Safety Code.
That's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
Have a nice day.
You can get, however, you can get around all of this stuff if you take a bunch of ibuprofen. If you're going to be tested, you want to get on a plane and they test you for these sorts of things. At least the fever, if the thing hasn't advanced in the first 21 days, you take ibuprofen.
Maybe the fever part of it.
Yeah. Well, in the first 21 days, it doesn't present itself, as Dr. Kent explained to us.
And you're not... It's not communicable then.
No.
Until it does present itself.
Correct. Yes, that's right. All right, so as long as we're in Texas, 13 abortion clinics forced to close overnight after a federal appellate court allowed Texas to enforce its abortion law. State is left with 8 abortion providers, all in metropolitan regions. Wendy Davis, who's a candidate for governor, will use this, and it will help her get the women's vote there, and she will be the next governor of Texas. Wait and see. I'm predicting that that will be the case. 16 past the hour. You know how we are talking about Ebola and things. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you that Omax 3 Ultra Pure is going to keep you from getting Ebola. That's not going to hear. That's not going to be something that you hear come out of my mouth. However, talking about aches and pains, some of the symptoms that are part of what feels like the flu. There are things that ache in your body, and I would like you not to have aches in your body. You'd like to not have aches in your body. And the way to avoid the kind of aches, the joint pain that comes with not having enough fluid in your, whatever the bone, I mean, your body is full of these bones and joints. Think about it, your tip, your hip, your knees, your all your fingers and toes, everything that moves in your body is a joint. It's on the end of a joint. It's amazing when you think about how the nerves make the muscles move, and the muscles are wrapped around the bones, and the bones have these joints. And as you get older, the joints dry up. The lubrication goes away. That's why one of the many reasons you ought to be on Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors to address things like joint pain. And so it's not just, this is not a painkiller like ibuprofen. It deals with the source of the problem to eliminate it on a permanent basis. If you're taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure, you will have that protection. So why not? It's like oiling. I explain how this works. Like kind of like oiling a. I have a corn chopper, and we have, and it runs with a gear that we call it a wobble gear. It goes back and forth about 100 times a minute to cut the stalks of corn, and it's metal against metal. So I have to continue every day. I got to pump it full of grease so that it doesn't wear out. Well, that's basically what Omax 3 is. It's a grease, it's an oil, it's a lubricant. And that's why you will find after you've used this for a few short weeks that you'll feel marvelously better. And you think, wait a minute, what's going on in my life here? What have I done differently? You've taken Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Okay, so I know I've convinced you to think about it for that reason. There's so many other reasons, but that's a good start. Developed by doctors affiliated with Yale. Potent and pure. That's what it is. If somebody said, use an adjective to describe Omax 3 Ultra Pure, I'd say potent. So if you want this kind of potency and you want to get rid of those joint pains, please move quickly right now while you're thinking about it. Dial 800-316-7918. Free! 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure is yours if you call 800-316-7918. Yes, I did say free, and I did say now. You'll pay the cost of shipping and handling. Not a bad deal at all when you think about how beneficial the results will be. Take my word for it. Try it, and then you won't have to take my word for it. You'll have felt it, and it hasn't cost you anything to get there. 800-316-7918, or go to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, .com. 800-316-7918 may be the easiest way for you to get there. Get there. Do it now.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Get it all for fall at Kohl's. Shop over 100 night owls and early birds late Friday and early Saturday. And warm up to half-off outerwear for men, women, and kids. Find fall-worthy fleece 50 to 60% off. Layer up with a new graphic hoodie, just $19.99. Find extra savings on pants, jeans, and leggings. And 15 to 50% off new boots. All earning Kohl's cash. Only at Kohl's 2-day week.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
To hear this is a one hit wonder.
Big.
No Rain is the song. One hit wonder time on Good Day. Who is this? Name of the group, please. 888-302 Doug. Listen carefully. You want to win a bunch of one-hit wonders on a CD? 888-302-3684 is the way to identify this group song that came from people who obviously had attempted or would like to have had more than one hit but didn't. A song called No Rain. This is a group from L.A., an alternative rock band, number one on the pop music charts during this week in 1992. This song, if you want to call us now at 888-302-3684, tell us the name of the group, One Hit Wonder Group. You're welcome to do that. The album that No Rain came from was mostly recorded live, very few overdubs. The album went quadruple platinum. Imagine how many that group sold this one album around the world. They performed a song for a schoolhouse rock called Three is a Magic Number, but it was never released as a single. Remember that? Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah, that was huge. That was big, too.
Band cut short their 1995 tour when the lead singer, Shannon Hoon, died from an overdose. They resumed performing and thereafter gave a large portion of their profits to a program that helps performers with drug and alcohol problems. A lot of failed attempts, didn't make another hit. They broke up 4 years after the fellow died of the overdose. So that's the story of the group, story of the song. Now your story is to tell us what the name of the group is at 888-302-3684. Crank it up a little bit more, Richie, will you?
Yeah.
I mean, we have those one-hit wonders where, oh, yeah, I remember that song. And then there are songs where they were just massive. Yeah, and this was one of those. That was just, it was a big, big, big song.
Yep. Big tune. All right, so what's the story? What do you know? 888-302-3684. Let's see if we can find out about listeners who seem to know. I like all these names here. Wait a minute. Let's just spell it. Mayo in Chicago. Hey, Mayo. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's your real name?
My real name is Radoslaw.
It is. So why they call you Mayo?
It's kind of a long story.
Really?
27 years ago, a girl had a crush on me, wanted to meet me, and somehow she called me Mayo. A few other people heard it, then the whole school started calling me Mayo the next day.
Really?
And it's been like that ever since.
Mayo.
That reminds me is I have a neighbor, and his son's name is Mayo, and that's his actual name.
Mm.
And it's some kind of a family name.
Well, the family that was my closest more close to me in many ways than my own family was named Mayo from County Mayo, M-A-Y-O.
But that was their last name.
Last name was Mayo.
Right.
Correct. Yes, right. And then there's the, it was that Eagle when he's called Mayonnaise. There was that Kevin Bacon. Mayo!
No, it was Richard Gere,
right,
officer and
right,
a gentleman.
Yeah, right.
Mayonnaise.
All right, so Mayo, what's the name of this group?
Blind Melon.
How'd you happen to remember that?
It just kind of stuck in my mind since the 90s.
All those, yeah, for a lot of
times it was a massive, massive hit.
Yeah, it's a big hit, right.
You heard
so, Mayo, you win
times.
The CD of One Hit Wonder tunes. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Hold on a second.
Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's well documented that music therapy can provide a welcome distraction or pleasure for people, especially those hospitalized with cancer or coping with terminal diseases. Music can minimize pain, decrease anxiety, and serve as a powerful distraction for patients. This theme seems to hold true for our pets. Recently, a professional concert violinist talked about something called harp therapy, and studies were done at the University of California in San Diego. They tested the effects of harp music on wolves, dogs, cats, goats, sheep, donkeys, gorillas, and other species of animals. And what they found is absolutely amazing. Even the veterinarians in the test discovered that animals, when listening to music, will calm down. You know, we've always heard the old saying that music calms the savage beast. Well, absolutely, that saying is true. So if you have a dog that's a little excited or a cat that's a little upbeat, try playing some good, calm music for them. It may help them out, but I know it's going to make you feel better at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's like hydrogen peroxide for your brain.
That's right. We fizz all over the place.
Cleanse things. Right?
Clean it out.
Clean out.
Sting just a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Why not? Let's get back to the issues of the day. When I say we are here, Ken Kessler monitors social media. Lots of comments on the Ebola thing. Kenny, if you want to sort of flush out a couple of those, that'd be good. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, wondering whether or not the wacky financial market this week has been caused by the fear that has been brought about by the news media. It's really pretty interesting how the news media bites the hand that feeds it. And this is a sort of a twofold. This is a cycle that sort of is up and down, because many times advertisers and newspapers and television and radio too affect what you hear. And so it is in our best interest, I guess, to present things that are in what you'd think would be in the best interest of our advertisers, right? How many people agree with that? Does it make sense? That
sure.
Notion makes mm-hmm. sense?
Why not?
So then why do, especially the fight like CNBC, the Wall Street Journal, those items, those organs that focus on the items that basically turn people off and scare people. The market is so fickle, so full of fools, anything that happens, burps, gas, methane, whatever it is, it affects the market. And it's pretty silly what affects it. This week, the impact that Ebola had on the market really was pretty dramatic. Information is not always forthcoming, and therefore, without information, they speculate. That's what they are. By definition, those people on Wall Street are called speculators. They are investors. They speculate. They advance money, oftentimes, on things that may or may not work out. But they are smart enough, the ones that have all the money, they get out most of the time before the walls come crumbling down. So, in this case, though, I would have thought it would be a good week for pharmaceuticals, because there are a lot of people that are trying to deal with this Ebola thing. It's gotten so much attention. I don't even know if that map outfit in San Diego is a public company. Is it, Kenny? Are they traded on the exchange?
I don't think it is.
No, I don't think they are either. It's kind of a small outfit, but they're the only ones that have even come close to having something. And I'm guessing that there must be some big pharmaceutical company that's gone to them, try to buy them out, because this is going to be something, at least in the short term, that will produce a lot of money for some company, some group that is able to come up with something that'll make people feel comfortable, get a shot. You know how we are in this country, especially. I want a pill. Everything gets fixed, right? Remember earlier this week we were talking about the fat pill. We'll take a pill and lose all of our weight. And we have this psychosis in our country. It's kind of crazy, but we have been taught to believe by these very people that are making a lot of money on all this stuff, that if you take a pill, you'll be better looking, you'll be smarter, you'll be healthier, you'll live longer, and you'll have a very attractive woman in your life. All those things come from taking a pill. One pill or another, right? Think about it. Pills. Let's have another pill. So, this has been a rocky week for the financial markets, and so be it. Better straighten out, though, before the election, because that's how elections, yesterday I think we said, it is always, always, always the economy stupid that makes, and people are not happy. They are not happy about what's going on in their own pocketbooks. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Nope, nope, nope. The Baltimore Orioles are better off. They scored 8 runs in the 8th inning.
Yeah.
To rout the Detroit Tigers 12-3 game one.
Tigers too. Tigers come out and their pitcher, just shuts them down for 8 innings.
Yeah.
Then they go to the bullpen. Bam.
Boom.
Fireworks.
That's it. Yep. There's a new book on the market, Richie.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got my tickets for Saturday's Washington Nationals San Francisco Giants playoff game.
Wait, how much does it cost you?
$250 for two.
Really? That's
not
bad.
Craigslist.
I'd pay $250 for one seat.
You know,
the Red Sox in the springtime.
The only thing that was really left, unless you wanted to pay $500 to sit down in the diamond seats, was the nosebleeds, and I ended up getting outfield seats straight away in the outfield, and $125 a piece. I don't think that's bad.
No, not at all.
Still hurts, but considering it's
that's
not bad.
The playoffs.
But it's the playoffs.
National Storytelling Festival begins today in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Writers, poets, performers gather to tell tall tales.
One time there was this muskrat, and he come down from the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of stories in Tennessee?
Yeah,
kind of. Okay.
Yeah. Yom Kippur, the most solemn Jewish holiday, starts at sundown today.
Speaking of baseball and Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
Kind of a dilemma for Jewish people who want to go see the baseball game. They have
today
to be home.
Right, sundown.
And have dinner by sundown, so that cuts out today, and it doesn't end until like the third inning of Saturday's game. for Nationals. And they actually did a news report on this yesterday.
Yeah.
And people are like, what do I do? What do I do?
You know, one of the things that also is, we talk about the synergies, synchronicity, whatever it is, the Muslims' most holy day. How strange or crazy is this?
Fall on the same day?
Yom Kippur, the most solemn Jewish holiday, and the Mecca, the pilgrimage to Mecca begins today, to Saudi Arabia. There are millions of people that fly in. There are planes that are, I remember when Northwest, my sister was a flight attendant for Northwest, and they used to hire 4 747s. And they'd fly them to various places, fill them up with people, and bring them to Mecca. Planes from all around the world, anybody that could charter a plane, find an extra plane, they'd bring them in, fill them up with people, and bring them to Mecca. And they'd stay there for a couple of days. But every year, that's what's going on, same day as Yom Kippur. Very. And all these people are fighting, and they have the same holiday. It's just so crazy. And this is just another example of how crazy it is. You'll remember two things about this day. It was 6 years ago today that President George Bush signed the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, which was the beginning of the end for most financial stability for people like me. It was the beginning of the end for the next 6 years. Many people, including yours truly, would have trouble. You had, I'm betting, plenty of trouble.
Oh, getting the loans.
Yeah, no loans. Everything just crashed. People called it a, it wasn't, it was, what was called a recession? Was a depression. And also on this date in 1995, the famous O.J. Simpson acquittal.
The glove doesn't fit. You must acquit.
And he was. Ronald Goldman said, I'm going to get you.
And he did.
Yep. Simpson smiled and looked at the jury and said, thank you. But now he's in jail. Interesting how that all works out. All right, speaking of things working out, there is a move in this country to have everybody's DNA cataloged. Do you know what's in your DNA? We're going to talk about that in a minute with an expert in this field. Dr. Michael Hogan will join us on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society, making strides against breast cancer walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Michael Hogan is chief science officer at Gentag. I'm going to pronounce this right, but I'm already, when I've looked at it a couple of times, Gentegra. Is that right, Dr. Hogan?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gentegra. Okay. So what does that company do?
Gentegra is specialized in developing technology to preserve important biological material like blood, other kinds of samples, for the DNA in them. And the twist is that everybody knows you can store, you know, DNA and their, you know, things like it in the refrigerator, in a freezer. That's what they do in hospitals and blood banks. So Gentegra's specialty is storing it so you can do a field collection and preserve it at room temperature pretty much forever, completely bypassing freezers and refrigerators.
Why do you want, or why do we want, why does anybody want to store their DNA?
Well, I think it's valuable at a number of different levels. I think from a personal perspective, there's obviously the genetic research side of things, but at a more personal level, it's useful as sort of, unfortunately, for safety purposes, you know, when a child has gone missing or an adult has gone missing, one of the first things that the authorities want is a sample where they can get DNA so they can do DNA fingerprinting to match things in the field with this kind of reference specimen. So it, in that, you know, unfortunately for that kind of disaster recovery, storing a specimen, let's say a little bit of blood less from a finger prick, like from a blood glucose meter, can give plenty of DNA to do a very complete kind of forensics workup to help track somebody. And then there's the family tree side of things. That is, as it's become more and more inexpensive to really dig into the genetic makeup of relatives, you know, ancestors. If you've got a specimen of DNA, one can start doing both family tree-related things and also, I think, ultimately have control over the ability to perhaps try to look for disorders that might have been inherited from grandparents to parents to children. That's right.
There's a sort of fear factor involved in selling this, although, as you put it in very nice terms here, there's more benefit to it. If you look at how it could be used, it seems to me anyway, for predicting and preventing things like cancer and heart disease, what would you be eating? What supplements should you be taking? How can you avoid these things? That's where I see the value in this. Personally, I'd like to know what's in my DNA. Do I need to be doing something in my lifestyle that would avoid me croaking earlier? If I have the information, that's all the power that you need, right?
Yes, and I think part of it is this whole idea of control. You've got it right on the nose. There's a big difference between, I mean, the sense of the sort of product that we're talking about, for instance, a companion company, Genesis, which is a California startup that I also advise for, has just launched a product which takes this kind of patented technology that we have developed at Gentegra and puts it into something like a thumb drive, where the DNA information that would be in a drop of blood from you and your family members would be coupled to more or less these days ordinary information, that computer information, photos, documents, all linked together. And the key thing is, much like a thumb drive, it actually looks like a thumb drive. It's in your hand, and that's the key. It's in your hand. It's not in somebody else's hand. You have the control over it. This is not some Big Brother database. This is
I think that's what other people.
And you can do what you want.
I think some people are worried about the, because there's so much concern, appropriately so in my estimation, the government-controlled health care. Are they going to be able to use this against you? Can they keep you from getting better if they don't like you? Things like that. Although, I think that's a worry. The other side of it is, I'm using a personal example. My daughter's having a son in December, and I'd like to think that when he's born, somebody can take his DNA, look at it, and say, okay, these are the things you need to do in your life to live a happier, healthier life, disease-free life. I can see this where, if it's approved, used appropriately, it would help people live much better and longer.
I think that's exactly true, and I think that the science is developing. There's low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Obviously, that kind of test can be done now for things like predicting diabetes risk, but I think as more is known, predicting diet and so forth is going to be, that's not something 40 years in the future.
How expensive is this going to be?
It's going to be about the size of, well, the cost of what jump drives used to cost. Okay. So let's say, you know, $20, $30, something of that sort.
Why wouldn't you want to do that? All right, I've got to scoot here. If people want to find out more about it, they go to Genesis, GenisysYSS.com. Is that right?
Yes, and they have a wonderful website, and they also make reference to not only the science, but also some of these practical applications.
All right, GenisysYSS, Genesis.com. Find out whether or not you think you could be helped by having somebody harvest your DNA. Thank you, sir. Good to have you here. Quick item of interest from the world of television. Jennifer's not here, so I don't feel like I have to spend a lot of time on TV, but I thought it was interesting, Richie, that Jillian Michaels admitted in an interview this week that she didn't leave The Biggest Loser. She was fired. She didn't leave because she wanted to. She was fired because she criticized them for this last season's winner. I think a lot of people were taken back. I remember us talking about that. This woman that, what was her name? Rachel Frederickson, who looked emaciated, in fact, when she came out at the end of The Biggest Loser season. And apparently there was some funny stuff going on. Jillian Michaels didn't like it. She said she would stay if, in fact, the team at Biggest Loser would address that. And the producers of Biggest Loser said, no, we don't like you criticizing us. You're fired. End of story. Goodbye. So it's just interesting to see how things, what you heard and what was real, were two different things. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Travel time on Good Day. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com will join us for the trips that people are planning for the season, the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. When are you planning to make up your mind? You better be planning on making up your mind pretty soon because the prices are going, just the same as they did last summer. Crazy prices. I've already looked at a couple of things because I'm going to have to go back and forth with my daughter giving birth to her son. Is going to be something that happens around Christmas, not quite sure. But I sure as heck don't want to wait till the last minute because I know I'll get creamed if I do. But even if I'm booking now, I'm going to a wedding next month in Chicago, and it was $400 just to fly from Boston to Chicago.
Wow.
That's more than it costs to fly to L.A. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff you're facing. Let's see if Tom can help us around those hurdles in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Being a new mom can be overwhelming, especially battling tough diaper rash. That's why I use pediatrician-recommended Balmex Diaper Rash Cream. Only Balmex helps treat and prevent diaper rash with ActiveGuard, which neutralizes harmful irritants in wet or dirty diapers. In fact, Balmex reduces redness in just one diaper change. Trust Balmex, the solution for tough diaper rash that really works. Look for Balmex in the baby aisle at Walgreens, CVS, Target, and Walmart.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, frequently on the Good Day program with ideas and help on planning trips. So not too early to be looking at Thanksgiving and Christmas. As a matter of fact, I just said a minute ago, whether you heard me or not, Tom, that it looks like the same kind of fiasco as people faced if they wanted to go somewhere in June, July, or August of this year. The prices are crazy already, so what do we do to avoid that?
Well, I know some destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii. You can put those off for after the holidays. You'll do by the half price. Mm-hmm. Another destination, almost everything on the West Coast, going to Florida, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. I did a show there last Sunday. I was just in shock that those tickets are $600 to $700 round trip. And that's almost any day of the week. Now, if you're going other destinations, like a place, you know, Chicago or New York for family, or Washington, D.C., maybe Dallas is becoming very cheap, too. I think if you look at the Monday, Tuesday, the Wednesday before Christmas, and the which is the Thursday this year, and they come back on, or take off the next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, there we're seeing fares cut maybe as much as... you know, 30% or 40% any other days of the week. So if you're flexible, and remember, this is a long Christmas vacation because of that Thursday, many schools will be out more than 14 days. So yeah. I think the more flexible you are, maybe the shorter the trip, you still have a chance, but you should be looking now, not yesterday.
Right. So in terms of the other thing, the big gorilla here, travel to Europe, people are worried. I don't know if there have been cancellations. You're in Dallas. This guy flew in on United through Washington. Are people concerned about that? Will there be?
I think the Asian flu we had a few years ago. They hit Mexico and hit Asia for people. I mean, it really took some bangs on some of those destinations. I think Africa, I don't even care if it's Johannesburg, I think you'll see people avoiding it with a bird plague. Mm-hmm. You know, I just sat. And then next Tuesday, look for a big airfare sale from Southwest Airlines.
Really?
Some of these short-haul, especially the short-haul flights, I think we'll get back down to 98 to 118 round trip.
So will everybody else match it?
Competing? Probably. Depends on what Southwest comes out with.
Yeah. Well, they're famous for that, so something to look for. Again, Tuesday's the best day to book a trip. Tom Parsons, check him out at Best.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.